Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Here we are with the Surprise Sunday Show. So we are happy to have you with us. We see that the phone queue is definitely alive and well. Thank you. We're happy to hear from you. And we'll be getting to your reading very soon. So I want to say hello to our Facebookers who are watching us live stream right now on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, which is open to all. So if you'd like to pop in, good people waiting there for you, and they come to us from around the world. Speaking of around the world, Blog Talk. You have us connected to so many countries, and many of them have become regulars with us, and that's despite what time of day it is or night, and we just love that you and they come to join us for the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I would like to remind all of you that I'm using only ordinary playing cards, which I'm right now holding up for our Facebook audience to see. Nothing more. No, this is not tarot. This is not oracle cards, not any of the other systems that are out there, which they are all wonderful in their own way. But this is the only way that I use and the way that my grandmother taught me. Also, I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers, which gives me an opportunity to see more than just say if I was throwing out 3-4 cards. I prefer the whole layout. Gives me an idea about the structure of your life, how things are going, where you are currently, and the path you are taking to the future. So I will need a moment or two as I prepare the layout. And I think now I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Excitement himself, Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome, welcome. We want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also would like to remind you folks that if you are international callers or Facebookers, it doesn't matter, or both. Sometimes people call in and also watch on Facebook, which is kind of a good way to do it because I can see the cards go down too at the same time. Well, let us know if you're international, and we will give you a live international shout-out anytime we get a moment. As we're going to start out with Suzanne from the land of the Scots, and we got Rachel on the other side of the globe in Australia. Yes. And that's the beginning of our international invasion, but it will be the end, which is cool. We like that. We like it. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement. It's working great. I heard the show the way. Our audio is a tiny, tiny, itty bit choppy, but it's very minor. Just bear that in mind. If you want to let us know, nothing we can do about it because we connect to Blog Talk and it is what it is. Oh, international shout out to Jeanette from Canada. All right, you can clarify that. Anyway, that's the deal. You call in, wait, you listen to the show. It's cool. You can hear it. You may have to wait a while. It's people call in way before the show even starts. At 15 minutes of showtime start. Nice. On our show, you can call in and get to you. You can't do that for the soul tomorrow because we have back-to-back shows. You can't call in. Right. Just for the soul, you can only call in when the show starts. But our show, you know, and almost everybody looks like they know it, except for the new folks. They call in and get in before the show even starts. So yeah. We already got a mile-long list right now.
And we do go in order.
Yeah, we take an order. I keep track of myself on the file because I have to check Because sometimes somebody will call in and I'll just stick them in. We'll list them in order because they suck. Yeah, we're still. All right.
How much time we get to the phone?
Did you come quick?
All right. Go ahead.
I'll be halfway through it. We can't promise Rose Garden. Well, if we get some gaps or whatever, we try to turn to you folk. You just have to be ready to hit that little Facebook Messenger button to Deborah Lee out of your video when we make the call. Just can't promise you anything. It is what it is. Either way, you hear the harvest. Your reading with Deborah is done. We have to control the call length here as much as we can. It depends on the caller and the call and what we're talking about.
I need to have your attention for a minute.
Before I even finish this.
What kind of it's urgent? Don't act like that.
No, urgent is.
Did I just mute that? I need to go get that. I'm so plucked up.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's right next to my basket up there.
And that could have waited for 2 minutes.
Well, it could have, but I
it
didn't.
Could have. There you go. Yeah. No, let's just take a call. Fuck it.
Let's just hold on.
Or what? No, nothing. What do you want?
Now, I know that song, Rachel. That is Miss Olivia. Yeah, Miss Olivia. Oh, gosh.
Song?
It's I Love You. I Honestly Love You.
That was Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah, Olivia Newton-John.
Okay, I thought I was going to think of some weird name.
No.
Right, here we go. Everybody missed the drug transaction, right? Now.
I
see
was
that, how slick
absolutely
that was?
In love with
that
Olivia.
That was slick.
I thought it was terrible when Charlie Pride walked off from the, was it Grammys? I think it had to be Grammys because she got chosen as best female vocalist and he said, she is in the country. So, anyway.
She was like on the edge, like a lot of them are when they start out. I think she was kind of her first few were kind of classified as that country-ish. You still see that.
If you love, let
Swift,
me know.
Taylor Swift was country-ish.
Oh, yeah. I don't like Taylor Swift in her country
mode. A lot of it was on the edge where it was on both, you know, it was playing on like both types of stations. It was on that edge. But you hear the harp, shut the hill up. I'll give you a free angel card, all right? You're going to like it. No. And we got it. That's our control length here. That's, when we hit the harps, we got to give it a rap, you know, and respect it, please. And if you're a blog talker, I can mute you, but I don't want to do that. That's not cool. It ain't cool. And I think that should cover it, right? Yeah, sure. So, all tonight's angel cards are the old school, just regular old angel cards. A message from an archangel. Many on this deck. We shall see what you get. I like that when she interrupts me. It's funny to mess with her. Because when I do it to her, holy hell, God, Jesus, I'm going to die later. So I have to play it up when she does it to me.
Sorry, but allergies are at it again. And I forgot to take a little of the, you know, medicine.
She does better in through her medicine cabinet.
I do.
That's her. She does. The only difference between her and a movie star is she's not getting the drugs out on a regular basis. But I think you might have. I could see how you could do that if you would have been a star. You would have started getting your own pharmacist to start taking shit you shouldn't be taking.
like Vicodin or what?
Probably just whatever. Just whatever they introduced you to. I could see in that person.
Yeah, antihistamines.
Oh, I got to take a pill. Then I got to take this pill. Then this pill will be like this. I got to take another pill for that pill. Yeah.
That's
Gold
Pascal's. Going back here. Who did that song? We need Catherine here.
It was Jefferson Airplane, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Airplane to start with. You're right.
Jefferson Airplane. Yep.
Then
one pill. Yep. Go ask Alice. And she's 3 feet tall.
You know, that kid movie.
That was a great song.
Yeah, and the movie didn't really seem like a kid movie in some ways. You know, have you seen the remake of Johnny Depp? That was actually creepy.
It was a good movie, though. The one that was, about 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Maybe 10. But yeah, it was a really entertaining movie.
All right, let's get to it. Get this
party
started.
Yeah, we don't want to do movie talk all night. Let's get started. got my all screens open. We're going to go to area code 775. That area code tells me it's Nevada. 775, welcome to the show.
Hello there, Wendy.
Is it Wendy?
Hi, thank you. It's so nice to speak to the two of you.
Well, you as well.
Caller number one.
Please tell us what
brings
you.
Yes. Well, tomorrow around 11, I have a half-hour complimentary appointment with an attorney regarding my ex-landlord issue, and she wants a lot of money for painting, et cetera. And is this attorney, am I going to be feeling like he's a strong attorney, that he will help me? Will it be worth my time to even speak with him? Will he, if he writes a letter, would it be worth my time to pay him a couple hundred dollars to write the letter? What do you think?
I'm glad you asked. That is a super good question that people can bring. Is this doctor going to be the right one for me? Is this attorney, et cetera, et cetera? So with that, we can definitely use the card. I'm curious, though, Wendy, what happened with the woman from corporate?
Oh, I find it very strange. I haven't heard a peep out of them.
Yeah, that's what was in your cards.
Oh.
I found that very off-putting.
They're hoping that they can put their head in the sand and problems will just go away on their own prayer.
They probably have been doing this, like I said, the last time you called. When I worked as a rental agent, corporate, we don't give deposits and things back. And he wanted me to really screw people. There was a young college professor who moved into one of the apartments. And just moving in, I wasn't supposed to do any updates. That man had me come down to his apartment. And I know this is gross, everybody, but it's true. He lifted up a corner of the carpet, and it was live with millipedes and centipedes, peds everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Roaches. I mean, it was like a community. And he said, am I really going to live like this? I said, hell no. Told him, it's a holiday weekend coming up. And I said, I'm going to slip you in, because we were doing other renovations, like where people had wrecked carpet and stuff. I said, I'm going to sneak you in. And we said, go out of town for a few days. And we took care of it. That was a husband and I. We took care of his apartment. Nobody can live like that.
No, of course not.
No, but they will do that to people,
yeah.
You know. So for you, I'm going to look great. Let's see if this lawyer is going to be on the ball.
Cod's going down.
Who is?
I said the cod's going down.
Cod's, yes.
If there's any fathers out there, happy Father's Day.
Yes.
Yep.
And the phone was cutting out, so I didn't hear you. I, in my opinion, I think I haven't heard a word from them. I think if they felt they had something, they would have responded by now. And but I don't know. And so I'm not sure what you said. Am I going to prevail still?
She's putting the cards down right now.
You know, I'm getting the feeling that woman who was a resident manager, get the feeling that she's like a repo guy or girl. They're not going to hire real nice people for those jobs. Go out and repossess your vehicle.
Got to have the right kind of demeanor.
So maybe she got hired because she's a barracuda.
Barracuda.
Oh, she is.
Well, let's see.
But
maybe...
I think I caught them with their hand in the cookie jar.
Yep. Indeed, you did. That's what I think, too.
All right, cards are down.
I think this guy is going to be a good door opener for you, and you'll decide. But he likes to go after these kind of devils that are out there.
Ooh, the devil.
There's going to likely be what they call when there's a penalty attached. What do they call that?
Punitive damages?
Yes, sir. I am saying that he's going to go after them cutthroat. You decide if his style works for you. He would work for me because I would be like, yeah.
So he wants to hunt them down and shut them down. And you know what else I got them on? They describe themselves as a wheelchair-friendly community. Well, they could be in a lot even worse trouble because of the ADL, the ADA violation. So I think maybe because of that, they're just going to either it's my security deposit and nothing else, or they'll just say we're going to make a one-time exception, Wendy. You know what I mean? Something like that.
That's what I'm thinking. They're going to settle with you to get rid of you, okay? But this guy is a good poker player. He's a good bluffer. He could say, oh, yes. And then how about if we draw a laundry list and we'll get in front of the judge and see if you still have your certifications after we're done. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's
going to
go well for you.
We have to move on,
yeah.
But real quick, here's your angel card reading before we move on to the next caller. It is clear your space from Archangel Jophiel. Get rid of clutter, clear the energy around you, and use, what is that? That word.
Feng Shui.
Feng Shui. I don't know why people can't just say regular damn words.
I don't think there is a regular word.
What does it mean?
It's where you arrange your home or your office with certain guidelines, like
maybe
desk should face north.
So the whole just spiritual and energy thing. All right, well, thank you for holding, Wendy. Good luck to you. We're going to move on, and you know where to find us. You can let us know with updates.
Yeah.
We wish you the best of luck as always.
I do want to see how this turns out.
Yeah, we definitely are invested. We want to know and make sure that you get justice you deserve.
Well, and you know, Wendy, it's so funny, because when you first started coming to the show, I remember saying you've got a calling on your heart. That calling is coming from above. It's for you to be an advocate for other people. Not necessarily one by one, but you're doing it for the masses. And I love that. That's
yeah.
What I think it does.
Well, I do love to help people. And I love your show. I think your show is fabulous. And I appreciate and thank both of you.
Right, and it's a mutual thing because we don't have a show without you folks, and we appreciate you patient ones that,
yes.
that call in very early and hold like
thank
you did to be
you.
Caller number one. You had to call in early for that. We appreciate that, Wendy. And we shall
thank
speak
you
again.
Both. I have an intuition. I'm going to call you guys with excellent news.
I think so,
that's
too.
That's what we like. Yes. We help people with problems. We like when those problems turn into good things. So good luck to you, and we can't wait to hear from that.
Yes, thank you so much, hon.
I put her back on mute, but I never
right,
hang up
well,
on anybody here.
That's why I like what we do. We don't just rattle off these readings and say, okay, then there you go. Bye-bye, Wendy. You just go off on your own. We want to be, you know, helpers, those that can help with these resources. So, anyway.
All right. Winner natural shout out, Louise from the UK. There's another UK member coming to invade us. We'd like.
Wonderful. Great.
All right. We're going to the next caller. That is area code 205, Alabama, I believe. 205.
Hey, come on in. Let us know what brings you to the show.
Welcome.
Hi. My name is Patricia. And I was just calling to see if there are any messages from my guide, the spirit.
Oh.
Spirit's guide. There we go.
Yeah. Have you called?
Yes, I have called in.
Was it about the same subject? Was it about the same subject? I'm just curious.
I didn't ask for any messages.
Okay.
I had a specific question at the time.
Okay. All right. I am now going to lay out your cards.
Okay, cards going down. Spirit guide.
My grandmother taught me another layout style. It's a little hard to, I don't know if we could put it on the air.
Oh, yeah. I've never tried that. That would have to time consuming, isn't it?
It's called the bed. And grandma would laugh and say, you make your bed and then you lay in it. But really, it's a very interesting way to get a whole different perspective.
When you do those, when you do the mini course, when the school starts going, are you going to show them the bed at all?
Not the mini course.
Okay.
Get it
so
later.
If they decide to keep on rolling, then after that they'll get into the
later.
Bed. And isn't it also in your book though? Don't they talk about the bed in the
yes.
book? So
it's
if you're
in
interested
book.
In that.
Those that are good bookers, get the book.
That is something you're going to do as a beginning card reader, the bed thing. I can tell you that right now.
But it is very much like, yeah.
See, I don't know anything about that. I don't know what I just did.
Tarot's beautiful. I just can't do it.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of things out there I can't do that I respect. But it doesn't mean you don't like it because you don't do it.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Patricia, let me ask you, are you good with your money?
Am I good with my money?
Yes.
Remember, we are choppy a little bit.
As long as my kids don't come around asking me for help, I'm very good with it. But then when they need me, somehow... I found myself with less of it.
Yeah. That your guides are saying you need to be more discerning because I've got the same problem. They will come to me, and it's like I'm suddenly turned into an ATM, and they have these stories of, my phone's going to get shut off. How will I get a job if they can't call me? And it's very dramatic. And I will give them, I'm a pushover, I give it. But then I suspect it went to something else. Maybe something more fun, And we can't always prove. So your cards say, be more discerning about, and eventually we have to learn to say that great big two-letter word, no. We have to. Or they're never going to learn. They're never going to learn to be responsible, for themselves. And it's hard for mothers. Fathers, I think, do this in a heartbeat, because they probably came out the hard way. But mothers, those babies, they came out of us. So, but anyway, that's one message they have for you. And another one, they want me to tell you, don't be so hard on yourself. No, they seem to know something about you that it seems like they follow along with you and they just would love to see you be happier with who you are because they think you're fantastic. They do. You really do. So, So enjoy. I'm hearing thing. Enjoy life. Enjoy who you are.
No, so the spiritual guide is not one thing person?
You can have
I don't
many.
Know.
You can have one. It depends.
I am spiritual guide stupid. That's why I asked. I know nothing of the subject. I've heard of it because of you doing these readings and the folks that call it.
Yeah.
I accidentally touched the nail. Sometimes I scratch it a bit and you think I had like a freaking giant
claw.
A hunting I just stabbed her in the eyeball the way she reacts.
I think that they try to guide us. They keep us protected. They inspire us. They can be muses for us if we're, creative.
Another weird word.
What, muse?
Yes.
No, it inspires you.
No, but it's really, very subjective and wide open. A hooker can be a muse.
I have two. Patricia, I have two guides that I know of. And one, her name is Alma, and she's very beautiful. The other one, his name is Francisco. And they work in tandem together. And sometimes I wonder, wow, how did I manage to say, miss that car accident or, have something else very serendipitous that happens to me.
Well, feng shui or whatever they
have. And they have their hand in it. So I want to tell you, everybody else is listening, I have a marvelous guided meditation that I got from the University of Metaphysical Sciences that I attended. And I'm not allowed to sell them, but I can share them.
Free.
Yes, for free. They were made by the woman who is the, I don't know what you call it, head person of a college.
Different. Different colleges are different, especially that type of college is probably different. They have different names.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, she made all of these. They're wonderful. If you'd like to be guided into meeting yours, I would be happy to share this. And anybody that sends me a message or goes to my website, there's a form on there, a form that you can fill out to contact.
I guess the word she's looking for is form.
Form, yes. Please do if you'd like to have it. But all in all, I think you've got pretty good cards. And I think, Patricia, you are really awesome. So thank you. They're offering guidance. But
all right, and your angel card reading subject is divine order. And this one is from Archangel Raguel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order. So that's a good message for us sometimes.
Yeah.
There is no order, but there is. We just can't see it.
Well, thank you for calling, and
I hope
we'll hear from you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Blessings.
Take care. Okay.
And I can get it right away because I have to nail this person.
Renata, you're going to go bye-bye. Because you come here like
this. He goes stream, and now I fit him on and ban him forever. Right.
Good.
There. Person and any other little subpages they may cleverly create. Ba-boom.
It's unbelievable. Go out and do honest work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't kick the show out of somebody else's hand. Go.
It's probably not even her picture.
Probably one of those bot things.
That is not anything it's been typing. The way that bam is always just somebody. And it automatically keeps, every time there's been somebody left chicken in there, it just automatically targets them. So. They're all gone now. They all started playing now. All right. We're moving on, and we're going to area code 520. Felisa.
Hello, you guys. Hello.
Hello there, Lisa.
Lisa.
Hello. Well, we're just plugging along. I'm plugging along, and he's plugging along, and we're forever between to meet.
No.
Okay.
He's not going to come home. He's not going to come home today. He's not going to come home tomorrow.
Sounds to me also like it might be some bones to fix, maybe.
Or what are they checking for?
To see how he progresses.
Okay.
I'm home. And he and I talk many times during the day. I'm constantly checking in with him, you know, see how things are going. And he's very mobile. He's very mobile in there.
That's a good thing. Getting mobile means that's a good sign. That is a good sign.
Yeah, he's walking
also,
around.
He has his cell phone plugged in, so he keeps it charged now. Good?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you can get your cell phone charge and you can actually get out of bed to go pee, then it's all good.
Is he being a cranky boy?
No, this is the amazing part. I mean, he's being himself, and then we just got off the phone right now, and he was actually pretty chipper, and he's a very organized, structured individual, so he has his way. You know, I do things differently. He does things, and, you know, I can only make suggestions, and then he's going to do what he wants, but he's very responsible, very reliable, very, you know, not flaky, not scattered. He knows what he's doing. He really knows what he's doing.
You go to see him or is it just over the phone?
I don't think she is.
Do I go to see him?
No.
Walker. You're not mobile enough to go see him yet, right?
That's right.
Hey, you know, you can get on your little walker and yee-haw down the street. Yee-haw!
You know.
Do you remember Office Space?
Yes.
The movie Office Space at the beginning, this guy was pissed traffic, and he tried to change the lane change, and he's sitting there, and there's this old lady on a walker that's going faster than the traffic on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Right at the very beginning. Yeah, he's like pissed off his lane change, around, and this old lady on walker just beat traffic going down the sidewalk.
That's an awesome movie.
But anyway, my question is he on pain meds of some type? He doesn't give me any specifics.
Oh, yeah, for sure, you know.
Well, you know
what?
That's cool because a lot of times those pain meds can make people turn into, like, assholes and cranky, so obviously he's not having those side effects. It's a good thing.
No, he's good. And I have a lot of stuff I have to do tomorrow, too, but I'm going to be doing it, you know, first time I'll be back in the car since this event happened. So I just wanted to know if the cards say he should be coming home. Let's see, not today, not tomorrow, but probably the following day. I just want to know what the cards show between us and that kind of thing.
That's a very good outlook question. I don't have any cards, but I can only see this bringing you closer together myself without doing any cards. That's all. I can see it all. Absolutely. I mean, this is going to be one of those defining moments, and it looks like I would say it's going good so far. But
is he crutching it? On crutches?
Is he what? No. He's mobile. He's mobile, completely mobile.
But at least you're on your feet. You just have to use the walker thing. You're right. I'll tell you, you know, after a while, if you have to be on a long time, you really start kicking ass on those walkers when you get used to them. You can motor along. If you got those little tennis balls on that level,
it'll move easier.
You can haul ass, especially if you're in a grocery store or something with a wax cord. You can go, yee-haw, you can go do-do-do-do-do-do. Yep. And they fold up.
Oh, yeah.
You can, even if you're by yourself, you can move around with the walker folding it up and sticking it in the passenger seat or some shit when you climb in.
Well,
but anyway, back to
your
cards.
Oh, yes. So that's going to bring the two of you naturally closer. There's no doubt about that. Now, I want you to be aware, though, because men being how they are, we are much more raw and demonstrative when it comes to how we feel, et cetera. He is inwardly grieving that he is laid up as he is, being very fatalistic inside. All right, Jim may have to explain that for us, but he's feeling like, well, you know, it's almost like melodrama. So my life is over. You know, I'm going to be a prisoner of a wheelchair.
You know, everybody has a different thing on a catastrophic physical thing that affects them. People can be very melodramatic and think, you know, here I go. I'm never going to be the same. I'm never going to be physically the same. Never. And they can feel that, even though it's not true.
He thinks you deserve better. It's right here.
Really?
And he needs you to really cheer him up. Yeah.
He's telling me sorry over and over again. She's, I'm so sorry that, and I can't understand why he's so sorry, because he wasn't at fault. This had nothing to do with him or anything that he did. It was that other person. And so thank you for coaching me on this.
Sometimes you still feel like a tiny bit of responsibility, even if it wasn't your fault.
Yeah. So bear in mind, he's very fragile inside. He's going to act bulletproof on the outside.
And I would assume, I don't have the card, I would assume that mood will swing a little bit, like a pendulum back and forth, where he might not always like that, right?
No, he'll get over it.
But I mean, even during their recovery, you know, when people recover, sometimes they have emotional high points, motivational points are like, shit, I'm never going to recover.
Yeah, and a lot of it due to medication.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. That's why I was asking about pain.
I mean, your grandma was wearing like a sailor. So
you've had pain medicines, too, that have made you angry, right? You had to not have them.
Well, Yeah. And I made a comment to him earlier today. I said, because we were planning, I thought he was coming on tomorrow, and we were planning all our stops tomorrow, and I said, we'll get on the, excuse me, what do you call those chairs, the motorized things? I said, you take one, I'll take one, and we'll have a race. And he said, that is so adolescent. And that's not like him to say that. He usually will, you know, joke with me. And
ignore the comment, don't engage it, because there's so many different factors, medication, the stress. Just pretend you didn't even hear it.
Everything you've been through.
Let it go.
Hey, I'm concerned about you, Lisa. These cards. I'm wondering if you, and maybe you are, going to get checked out by your own doctor.
But you got to follow up appointments?
You need to.
If you're coming in choppy, am I going to go to my doctor? Yes. I'm going to call the doctor. I have to have the leg checked out because something weird is going on with the leg. Thank you. And then
your cards. This needs to be addressed, you know, somewhat urgently, because I feel that it's nerve damage. I'm not quite sure what's coming to me. But there is a problem that the sooner maybe you have to go see an ortho guy, you know, something like that.
Sure, yep. But get the ball rolling. She's doing it. She's doing her due diligence.
Because later in life. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I wouldn't have done
it. Well, I kept telling them I'm tasting blood, and I didn't bite into anything, and they didn't see any blood, but my waist is all bruised. And they said, well, maybe it's the seatbelt. And then they did take a CT scan and x-rays, but I am going to call the nurse practitioner and run all this by her, plus the leg. So, yeah, you're right. Thank you for the coaching.
For one thing, I feel that, like 10 years from now, this is going to become a problem for you. So make sure it's thoroughly looked over and see what they may suggest.
And eventually, it's not on your radar, but eventually you're probably going to have to engage the legal team.
Against who?
They got an accident from another person.
Oh, yes. And any of these necessary, you know, billing things to go to that guy's insurance.
And you guys are going to eventually have that conversation together. It would be wise that you guys would engage the same person. You don't have to, but maybe now is not that time. But eventually, there's going to need to be time for that conversation. Because when the insurance companies start calling you and you have a legal person, you might not want to talk to them.
Yeah.
From the other persons.
Remember those commercials.
No, it's true. I've got calls from the, and like, oh, you don't.
They want you to sign off really quick.
I've gotten calls from another person's insurance company. They're like, hey, we're going to put you according. Is that okay? I said, nope, I do not give you permission for recording. I'm no longer taking this call. I hung up and went and called my insurance company right away. They tried to pull past one, but all right. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's for you. So, you know, he's going to have some temperament here. Just let it flow over.
He is a human being. Yeah. And medication does different things to different people. So, like you said about that whole racing that was funny and he said it was adolescent, you got to let that go, that comment. That means he's got, psychologically he's dealing with the pain, and medicines might have some effects that you haven't noticed yet. Those pain meds.
Thank you for the warning. Thank you for the coaching. Okay. I'm already getting little hits like that. Yeah, I'm getting little hits like that from him. And
that's good.
And I reassure him. You know, I said, no. Come on now. That's not what I'm saying, you know, when I talk to him. I reassure him.
Yeah, and you're doing everything right. And just don't forget about yourself either, is all, during all this. You got to take care of yourself physically. Make sure you get yourself attended to.
Good thing your grandson wasn't still with you.
Yeah, you got to look at the positive.
Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
You got to look at the everything has some kind of positives, and there's a positive. You got to look at the positive of these bad negatives,
There's
a blessing amongst this horrible bullshit. There's a little bit of a blessing.
Oh, my God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Oh.
So maybe sometimes we don't think somebody's looking out for us, but maybe they are in a different way. You know,
did the police come and check out that driver? Was he drunk or anything?
Everything, everybody on the planet was there. Because I'm not the driver. I don't, I'm not in the loop of a lot of this stuff. And I don't know. I'm just the person that was there.
Yeah, you got to worry about the immediate problem right now, which is getting, he could still be in the hospital if you guys decide to get some legal advice. I hate to jump to that and sound like a shark, but to actually protect yourself from the other insurance companies, they want to try to nail down a dollar value quick.
And what can happen in the future?
Yeah, because, if nobody knows anything anything down the road, what's going to happen? So, yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah.
Throwing that out there. I know you got a lot on your plate right now, but something to think about. And to think about, Archangel Raphael says to breathe. Take several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns. And it's probably also sometimes when everything seems overwhelming right now, take some time to calm down, relax, and breathe. You've been through a lot, and it sucks, but you survived.
Yeah, and you were blessed.
Yeah, you got a walker. Hell yeah, a walker. You can kick ass with a walker.
Yeah, okay. I don't see myself on the walker a long time, though.
No. That's typically for very old people that are on there for a long time. Everybody has a rehabilitation
step.
Usually it's a stepping stone to another thing, and then eventually you need nothing yet. But you know what? You have to, man. Somebody messes with you in a grocery store, you can jack them up with that walker, boy. I'll tell you what. You can do it. Self-defense. And they're lightweight. Mm-hmm. They're really bad. But if it screws with you, you can put them down. But we wish the best for you.
Yes, Lisa, I'll be in touch with you tomorrow. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, are you going to be available tomorrow? You guys are just going to work it out on your own.
Tomorrow?
Will you be out?
Okay. On the phone with you. I'll be
That works for me.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, then she'll get in touch with you. I know it's a two-hour time difference. I'll work it out with you tomorrow.
Yes, I would definitely. I'm going to be marooned. I'm not going anywhere tomorrow.
I will be going into the orifice tomorrow, the office. Yes, indeed.
Ooh, the orifice. Okay.
Orifice, and you know what the plural is? It's orify when there's more than one orifice. All right.
Does it have anything to do with cacti? Cacti shower curtain or cacti orify?
Cacti, that's right. Cacti, plural, yes. The cacti are different from, we still eventually got to get some kind of pictures from the inside when you're back.
We need to see that.
It could be interpretative type art, maybe.
I see it every morning when I'm in the shower.
Exactly. And it could be like art, like when you go to those weird art shows and everybody sees this painting as different, Maybe people will see your picture of the inside of the shower curtain as different things. They might all see homosexual acts. Maybe some people will be actual cactuses, maybe. We don't know. Or cacti.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la, baby.
Well, make sure you get your rest, okay?
Yeah, definitely get your rest.
I know you guys. Take care now.
What
about
the
Happy
dog?
Happy Father's Day. You are the Father's
Well, thank you so
God.
Everybody. And we hope you are healing every day.
Yes.
Thank you.
And thank God it wasn't worse.
I know. We hate that. When people are in accidents, if you never want a first day, well, thank God, because they're pissed off and not happy with the situation. But eventually you got to look back and say, you know what? There are so many people that have many different outcomes. It sucked in an accident. We didn't win a lottery in an accident, but it could have been worse.
Yeah.
It could have been worse. I mean, you drive down the road sometimes and you see those furry wrecks where it would burn and they had to put a fire out. You're like, if you were trapped in there and it was burning and nobody got you out.
Well,
it's
like my accident when I was 16 and I drove the car over the cliff. The highway patrol said, had the truck hit me 1 inch more on my door, as the driver door, they said he rolled right over the top that car, and it was a brand new Buick that my stepfather had. But they said he'd have rolled it over. Instead, he pushed me down, you know, over a cliff. But I have to tell the story.
This is not like Pet Cemetery. They didn't bury her body in some weird pet cemetery. She come back. She come back all different, you know. Which was an interesting. I never, you know, that's one book I never read of his. I should have read it.
It was it. You could read it.
It's a big son of a bitch. I'm not. No. There's some things that are in the past that I don't do anymore. I don't. When I was a soda boy, I used to go. I was a woodsy guy fishing, doing all that crap. It's like I don't give a shit about doing that stuff ever again. I'm just kind of done with it. Some guys still do that. I know from Michigan and stuff.
Sure.
It's like, yeah, you know, I camped. I tempted. I did all that stuff. It's just like it doesn't interest me anymore. And the same with reading big books. Kind of doesn't interest me anymore.
He was so prolific. You know, I don't know if any of you have heard this or read this, but he was bullied so bad when he was in school, Stephen King.
Really?
That's how his career writing horror and suspense.
At least he took a bad thing and turned it into a good thing.
A lot of times he was imagining in his writing that that person or whatever was a kid from school. And he was even with him. So you never know how things are actually going to turn out. But he's not the best looking man. And maybe that's how they started teasing him. You know, he kind of has, doesn't he have like, you know, what do they call him? Coke bottles?
Yeah, well, I feel like when he makes his little itty bitty little cameo appearances, I always say, I think they make him look even, you know, they ham it up. But right. But I will tell you on the ship now, when I was in the Navy, there was no electronic. The only electronic thing I had, which is, God for that, I had a Game Boy with a million little games. That was kind of cool to have when we were out there underway for months and months. But the thing was books. When you were done with a book, just common practice, you just throw it out in the little lounge where the area.
So anybody
slept.
Could.
We would just throw books in the book exchange library. And Stephen King books, I had to quit reading them after a while. Instead of sleeping, I'd be sitting there reading and reading and reading and reading. Next thing I was like, now I only get 3 hours instead of five or whatever. So I finally had to give it up after a long time. I read a million Stephen books of King books, but not that one.
Interesting. Did you read The Langoliers?
And that one. I denied that one either.
There are
a bunch I didn't read. I read a lot. Yeah. I saw a little bit of that movie. It was very weird. I didn't see the whole thing. I saw like the half hour, 45 minutes of very bizarre beginning of that movie, The Langoliers. All right.
It was real different.
That's, oh my goodness. I just wonder if he's a lick frog and eat lots of mushrooms for that guy. But anyway, here we go. 703 in Virginia.
Yeah.
703. Bring it on.
Hello. Happy Father's Day. How are you guys doing?
Thank you. Hey, what's going on?
Yes, and who are we speaking to?
You're speaking to Vicki.
Yeah.
Hi, Vicki.
I knew who it was not.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Hi. So my question is regarding my finance, do you see any shift in a good way coming?
It doesn't get any simpler than that. And it's amazing how with finances, so much is attached in terms of our freedom, stability, you know, all of that. Attached to money. Okay, so let's take a look. And it'll take a moment here for me.
Money.
It's the you-know-what.
Keep your hands off of my stash.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd song.
That was a good song.
And it starts out with that cool, don't all those sounds like a cash register, bank vault doors, money bags dropping. They're very cool. They were badass in their day, man, I'll tell you. Badass.
Lots of them.
I didn't like the wall.
No.
Probably because I would only watch it sober. And I don't think that movie was meant for anybody to watch the movie The Wall sober. Just on beer alone. I think that was not good enough. Alcohol. But you know what it is. And I was young when I was like 18.
Oh, yeah.
When people were watching it. This is great. I'm I'm going to get up and go do nothing because that's better in this movie.
Well, okay, I got to ask you. What your cards are saying is that it would come to you through better employment. Does that relate to you?
Yeah, because I am looking for a new opportunity. Yes.
A shout out to Virgil in the UK.
And yes, it is coming to you, my dear. You think about that. And think about how you're going to exist. Instead of worrying, how am I going to make this happen? There doesn't seem to be any opportunity. No, you got to say, I'm waiting for the one that's coming along for me. So you always put your manifesting in a positive aspect. Because otherwise, you see, the thing is the universe mirrors what we're sending out. If we sit out, I'm so miserable, I don't have any money, and, I work so hard, blah, blah. You send that out, what the universe is going to say? Oh, you love being miserable. Here, let's give you more money troubles to work with.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, I see what you say. It's like, it's all you think about, so you must like it.
Yeah. So you got to turn that into a positive spin.
Which is the easiest thing ever said than that can be done. It's really, hard to tell a human being to do that. But
it is. But, Vicki, you've got that, like, a pioneering spirit in you. You are willing to go out there and basically find your fortune. And it's out there. And I think that's the lesson of our situation. Just that we need to take care of. More and we say to ourselves, you know what? Something here's got to change. And I see a much better home coming to you down the way attached to this new job and the better money. So,
okay.
Yes, I see this for you. And I really think it's going to really start a new, we'll say a chapter in your life book. It'll be great.
Your book of life. All right, real quick, your angel card reading. All is well from Archangel Jeremiah. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand. Sometimes we don't think our life has a direction, and Archangel Jeremiah says it is exactly as it's supposed to be right. And there's hidden blessings, you just don't see it yet.
Yeah, and I need to let you know before we...
Move on.
I need to let you know, Vicki, people are very envious of you because you have some really fabulous innate skills. They sense it. They see it. And they wish they could be like you. So if you ever talk with anybody who's kind of snarky or they're passive aggressive with you, blow it off, because what it is just wish they could be like you, but they can't. They're not going to be you. Okay.
I know. I know that. I appreciate that. Thanks.
You're on your own. Don't worry about what they're doing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody marches to the beat of their own drum.
Oh boy, how profound.
Even though.
Yes.
If you're in an army, they would kill you for saying that, because you all march to the beat of one drum. But anyway. That is not. Well, thank you so much, my dear.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Namaste. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Vicki. Yep. Have a great week.
I'll do so. I hope you will. We've been in the store because we haven't done it for days.
What?
Let's try a messenger. Somebody's got. We're only going to wait a few seconds.
You don't know how to do this, but I can call you. I just checked. Friends.
Oh, okay. Well, she was trying to call him Block Talk. You can't do that, Mr. Billionaire. But
no, don't call us on Block Talk. My God.
Well, her cell phone wouldn't let you. You actually have to arrange that with your cell phone company. You may have to do so.
So I'm going to do it for you.
Yeah, I know nothing. Rachel, I know nothing. Nothing.
No.
The old Sergeant Schultz. Yep.
Suzanne,
nothing.
Well, here, come at you, Suzanne.
Stand by. But I don't really want to get into type reading things, so I hope she answers this, because we're almost at the hour, and I got to call home yet. Yeah. Got to work out 5. Got to get up at 5 a.m. It is what it is. Answer the damn messenger, Zane.
Yeah. We can try again some other time.
Oh.
Hold it.
Well, hang on. Do it right now again, because I'll type it in the room. I don't know if she has a mute somewhere. Sometimes people have things on mute. I don't know. I just typed it now, so put another shot, Deb. Make the call. Can you try it again? Play it again, Sam. Play it again.
You should know how to answer it, because it comes right up.
But it means you got things on mute, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
So I typed that.
I mean, of course, as we finish what you got.
So, with our last.
All right. Well, okay. Just for me
she said wrong. I don't know what the hell that means.
Okay.
Well, that was Rachel. The race is talking.
Oh, boy. Just wanted to mention a little something today that really kind of tripped my trigger just a bit. About Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Now, I said from day one they were engaged. The clock was already ticking on that marriage. And look what has happened. I never saw this woman loving him ever in my cards. And love is a strong force. It comes out in readings very, you know, implicitly. But look, the only thing I could think of today was the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Look, she got her Spotify show got canceled. Oopsie, all gone, all done. And Netflix is thinking very seriously about canceling their $100 million.
Oh, they haven't done it?
Netflix. Well, it's practically.
It's in the works, is that what it is?
Yeah. They're saying, they're calling Meghan and Prince Harry grifters, and I thought
that's
oh,
pretty hard. That's pretty. Who's they are calling them?
The different pundits and talking.
Oh,
heads.
The nasty media people.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
that's a pretty hardcore term.
Your folks over there, you UKers, with your media, they are kicking them down. And I thought, you know what? I always felt he was making a huge mistake marrying this girl. She wasn't in it for love. She looked what she did with his family, you know, and he is making all of these sacrifices. Now he's starting to look like a clown, you know, publicly. And I swear to you, she's going to up and leave him. And she's going to get a nice pocket full of coins.
Yes, he has a lot. He may have been stripped of a lot of his royal titles and stuff. But they didn't. I don't think they stripped him of the wealth part.
Well, I don't know.
I believe I heard that when that was going
down.
Well,
they're not getting security.
No, but the bottom line is they said he's not going to be living like a homeless guy. I think they kind of said in a way.
Yeah, I think he should have gone to that Troop in the Color thing that he did not show up for his father's first time. And I thought, oh, Harry, what are you going to do? Live in a box under a bridge once this woman takes you to, you know, to the cleaners. She, I guess, tried out for a role, and I hate to be so smug about this, but I think we all saw that House of Cards was going to fall. She tried to get a role in some kind of series. They didn't hire her, and the comments from people globally about the show on Spotify being canceled, they're saying, well, of course it's getting canceled. What she wanted to talk about was herself. And others said, well, that bitch is so boring, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, they're going to just eat you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
anyway, I just had to throw that in there, that we are about to watch a real dumpster fire.
Well, there's always dumpster fires on this planet, especially now that media is where it is today. There's been dumpster fires way back in the middle days, but there was no media for anybody to see it. Historical books and people that documented, you saw there was dumpster fires. Oh, yes, there were. A lot of them ended with people losing their heads back in the day because different judicial processes. But there was dumpster fires, mind you.
Okay, and speaking just to Virgil right before we move on, just want to tell you, if you've ever seen the movie Legend with Tom Cruise and Mia Farrow, and remember that thing? I don't know if he was Beelzebub or what.
It was about a unicorn and the last unicorn. Wasn't it called The Last Unicorn?
Oh, I don't know about that. I thought he was Darkness.
Yeah, but I thought that they went and found a unicorn and took its horn off. Remember, there was two, and they took one of its horn off.
Oh, those little goblins did it.
Because, remember, it was almost like an Adam and Eve thing where Tom Cruise was infatuated by this chick.
Mm-hmm.
She was not supposed to go up and make friends with a unicorn. You know, they were supposed to stay away from him.
Yeah.
Forbidden. It was almost like, it was a little bit of an Adam and Eve thing. She touched it.
The
little goblin things, then they hacked off it.
One thing.
The little Adam and Eve. It was actually a good movie. It did win awards. But you know what? It was good. It had a good theme. Little Adam and Eve-ness plus all this crazy shit.
Well, this is for Virgil. He said that Beast, whatever it was, he said, and I've never forgotten this.
Was that Tim Curry?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He said, the dreams of youth become the regrets of maturity.
Tim Curry said that in the movie?
I thought, whoa.
Oh, I mean, obviously, you know, if they did a good job with that because they didn't make that thing seem like an insane person. It was like a very smart but evil person. It was basically Satan without being Satan, right?
Yeah.
It was well spoken and all that stuff.
Remember, just putting the sunlight out.
Oh, yeah, that's how they killed him. I enjoyed the movie. There's a lot of movies that I enjoyed that people will call pieces of crap, but I liked it.
I thought it was very good.
I liked it. I'd watch it again.
Yeah. So anyway, just remember that when you think that, oh, I should have, could have, would have. You would have. I mean, there were so many things. You think I dreamed of things that I went through? No.
You know what, though?
No, but we end up where, did they end him? Yeah, they did. Do you remember?
They did kill him. They ended up.
They
ended up finding a bunch of these
plates that were for the giants.
It was a bunch of these curved mirror. They polished these mirror things. They were able to get the sunlight in.
They were plates from the dude.
Well, they were big. Yeah, they were. But anyway, they were able to get beam sunlight in, reflecting it 17 different times, and hitting them with the sunlight, which he could.
And then he was like,
yeah, good flick. But
yeah,
it was cool. The beginning was a little Adam and Eve thing where she shouldn't have done what she did. Why is it always chicks? Why is it the chicks that do that with that apple and the snake and this movie?
And those goblins were oh my God, she touched it.
Yeah, they were pissed at her.
And remember, winter came then.
Yep. It instantly changed as soon as they hacked off that unicorn's horn. And there was still one other one out there. They were the last two. That's why they call it the last unicorn.
Yeah.
A male and a female, and that was it. And everybody knew, stay away from them. They're magical, and they were precious, and she went up and did her stupid shit. Tom Cruise I don't think you should be doing that. But, of course, Eve did with the apple and the snake.
Oh, sure, blame the woman.
Well, that's two stories we've seen
Why don't you blame the snake?
Sure. Yes, always blame the person that entices you into doing the wrong thing and don't take responsibility. You could have said no to the snake, right?
Yes. Now who?
She could have said no. Said to the snake Arnold, you'd say, was a Terminator guy. Fuck you, asshole. The time when the snake was knocking on his door. She could have said to the snake, hey, God said don't go to that tree. You should go over that tree and get the apple. She should have said, fuck you, asshole. To the snake.
Well, didn't she take an apple from the wrong tree?
The tree that God said, you can have anything you want in this garden, but not that. But of course, that's where she went. That's what you tell a woman. That's what you tell a child. You can do 5 million things, but you can't do this one thing. Or they go, well, I've got to do this one thing. I'm not supposed to be able to do.
And then what? The story goes on to say she noticed her own nakedness and she was hiding.
That's how he knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he went, God went to go visit him. He's like, wait a minute, why is everybody hiding their nakedness? Oh, what the hell did you do? He knew it. He goes, oh, what did you freaking do? That's all God knew. They should have done some more good, fun. They did a little, lots of movies with that scene, but they could have done that too. Make a new movie. Like, oh, come on, man. I told you. You're hiding your genitals. I can already tell that you did what you weren't supposed to do.
And they got in trouble.
They got busted. Busted. All right.
And, you know, talking about Harry and Meghan, I know it seems like we're taking some pleasure in this, but you know what? I personally have a problem with people that get things so easily. You know, the rest of us are scratching to get by. You know, we're toiling day in and day out.
Life in the society that we have lived in since there's been a society. Some people, before they even knew the name was society, it's been that way.
Yep.
The privileged.
Yeah, they are.
The peasant farmers is like, you can work my land.
Virgil,
I will get all the money from that profit, and you can have a little bit of food so you don't die. But
Virgil,
I am going to get all the profit.
You could also be dead by now. Something could have happened to you.
That's the butterfly.
You could have fallen off the damn ship. He won't let me read his cards, but I'll tell you, I bet there would be a whole butterfly.
First of all, there's Schnitzel Grubens out there. You can't stop her from reading anybody's cards. She can read anybody's cards she wants. She say, I want all your cards. Like, yeah, okay there, Billy Bob Throw.
Well,
you
know, you
have no power to stop her.
What I can do is read my cards and ask about you.
No, you still read his cards, too.
I try to ethically not to do that.
But you can. I've been saying, it's not like a physical, like a block. It's not even a thing in the law. They can't even sue you if you do it.
Well, I guess not, but I just feel kind of funny.
I'm just saying, make sure business on, you're not allowed to make cards. Now you're almost poking somebody to make them do it.
Oh.
Just say, I'd prefer you not to do it. Leave it at that. If you say, I cannot and I forbid you to read my cards, I would do it. Say, fuck you. I'm going to do it. That you got that with me.
Well, it makes you,
I'd be like, oh.
It makes you really suspicious.
Like, yeah, I'd be like, oh, first of all, don't talk to me like you have some kind of power telling me what not to do. You should beg me and ask me not to do it. It's just that I forbid you, my husband and wife, I forbid you to do this. Something weird is good. I'm going to go to it now because who the hell are you to tell me to forbid?
And look at who is that? Rachel said about the movie Adelaide. How David, his junk looks huge.
What movie?
Adelaide? I don't know. I've never
heard of it. Hey, we got him.
But what about, did you see, what's his name, Affleck? Ben Affleck.
Affleck. Oh, you mean, no, not the insurance company.
In
I'm
the
sorry.
Movie Gone Girl, he showed it all. He showed it all, and I'll tell you what, he's got stuff there to be proud of.
Why do people get all proud about that?
They do, because they know they got, you know.
But here's the funny thing. It's one thing to go through life and I accomplish something and say, here, look at all these things I achieved. But if God gave me this great right arm where I throw 90-mile-an-hour fastballs and nobody else can, people are proud of that person. Like, he didn't achieve anything. That was like a gift that he didn't have to do anything
from
with.
God.
Or yeah, if you don't believe in God, nature, spirit, like, how come these people, they're physically the same specimen? This one guy can throw a fastball at 98 miles an hour, and this other guy can't top 80. But everybody looks at him like, wow, you are the great. And they give him accolades, and they didn't do shit. He was born with this arm. He didn't have to do anything with it.
Yes, people who get things so easily.
Let's say, well, I think same with the chicks that have natural big boobs. Or like you said, endowed guys, just like everybody like praising them. I was like, you should not be praised. Somebody just, it was a gift. They didn't work for it. They didn't earn it. Like those chicks, those real skinny, look at her big boobs. They're not even fake. Like, what? You shouldn't really praise her. She didn't earn them. And you know, she just got lucky. It's like winning the lottery.
And she probably wishes she doesn't even have them.
Sometimes,
yeah.
I bet that is the case.
That they want
depending
to get rid
the
of
people.
Them.
Depending on the people. There are people that I've known at work ever that had to have breast reduction because after a while, it can't take a toll on one's back depending on how the back is. So I got to call.
Yeah,
I got to call my papa-san in Minnesota. Happy Father's Day.
Yes. Whoops. Yeah. So.
Different phone number.
Absolutely. So please join us. We love having you with us.
Word up on that, Blog Talker Dogs, because